welcome to this edition of Across Kentucky. I'm Mike Feldhaus with Farm Bureau. You may recall radio great Paul Harvey's Rest of the Story programs. Very interesting presentations, usually with a twist. With respect to the late Mr. Harvey, this report is about a fairly simple item and some of its twists and turns. First, Dave Maples, Executive Vice President of the Kentucky Cattlemen's Association, on the state beef assessment referendum set for November 20th.
This will be a Kentucky program that will be controlled by Kentucky producers. Beef producers will have an opportunity to go to their extension office and simply vote yes or no whether or not to vote to increase their checkoff dollars.
Again, the November 20th referendum is for a state checkoff of $1 above the current national $1 checkoff. Proceeds are targeted toward increasing demand for beef, and Maple says generally producers have been pleased with the current national program and how it's worked.
Nationwide, all producers that sell a bovine animal pay $1 checkoff. In Kentucky, that dollar comes to our office. Half of the dollar stays in Kentucky. 50 cents goes to the Cattlemen's Beef Board. It's mixed with all of the other states' monies, and you have a national program, and then we have state programs.
Maple says leadership in the Cattlemen's Association has asked for this referendum to allow for more state revenues to be used in-state for further product demand efforts. We'll be right back.
I couldn't get work opportunities without a high school diploma.
And I said, it's time for me to go back to school, get my GED, and further my education.
It was a feeling that I cannot explain. Once I received that GED, I decided to keep going to college and do something.
My son and I, we are stable. I pay the bills. I'm able to do all that because I got the GED.
Kentucky Adult Education. Your future starts here. For a limited time in Kentucky, $10 GED testing per subject area is available. Contact your local adult education center for more information. This ad sponsored by Kentucky Adult Education.
The Kentucky Cattlemen's Association's Dave Maple says generally beef producers see the value of a checkoff and an increase in its funding, but nationally, that hasn't happened.
It hadn't been increased in 27 years. They hadn't been able to get it done nationally with all of the different entities having different ideas.
But Ag Secretary Vilsack has indicated he sees the value of a national increase and plans to institute one with a national vote to come later. But with this November 20 vote looming, what if Kentucky's passes and then a national increase in some form or fashion is put into effect? Where would the state association stand on going forward with its new dollar checkoff?
In the House of Delegates back in 2012 passed a resolution to move forward with this, but there's a sentence in there that in the event that there's a national program, we would sunset the state one and we would move to the national program.
That state referendum, November 20th, 8 a.m. to 6 p.m. local time at all county extension offices. And that's today's Across Kentucky. I'm Mike Feldhaus on the Farm Bureau Radio Network.